Welcome to the Labor Day weekend Armed American Radio national broadcast. It's an all-female guest lineup and a great one. Before we get started, remember, come on down to the Gander Mountain Academy Concealed Carry Expo September 22nd and 23rd in Lake Mary, Florida at the Gander Mountain Academy flagship location. That's right outside Orlando. Meet me and Rob Pincus. My producer Sean will be there. Visit the over 40 vendors, take the Florida Concealed Carry class, and have some fun with us on the live range and the simulators. Also, make sure to pick up your free reports at freehomedefense.com and howtogetaconcealedcarrypermit.com. Enjoy the show, and I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. It's great to have you here. It's going to be a huge hour. If you missed hour one, well, I don't know what to tell you. It's powerful, powerful radio, powerful, very disturbing, quite frankly, with Nikki. I never tire of hearing the tale of her events because it's so important that people don't forget it, Val.
Both ladies, Nikki and Amanda, it's every girl's worst nightmare. You heard me when Amanda was talking about her story, how she's walking through the parking garage and she's, you know, looking around her car. What's the first thing I said? Under. I mean, that's we're trained from a young age. We should be trained from a young age to approach your car from an angle to make sure that no one can be hiding around that one corner that you can't see. My worst fear is being grabbed from underneath your car.
She did everything right.
She's a black belt. She carries a weapon. She's very versed with firearms. It's very disturbing because the only thing that you can do at that point is exactly what she did, which is keep her wits about her enough to identify the suspect.
You be the best witness at that point that you can be. She was. The perp was caught. He's on death row where he belongs, thank God. And, you know, and no one knows more about this than our next guest, my co-author, very close friend of mine and a regular guest on the show. And that's Kathy Jackson, my co-author on Lessons from Armed America, soon to be Lessons from Unarmed America. Kathy Jackson from Washington State. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Mark. It's good to be here. Val, it's good to see you.
Hey, Kathy. Hear you. Yeah, you too.
Can you see through that microphone, Kathy?
Kathy, I didn't.
Well, Mark's always saying good to hear, going to see you on the radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, I didn't put makeup on. That's why I do radio. So I hope you can't see me.
Kathy, we just told the story of Amanda Collins. You know it well. You and I just wrapped up the chapter. In fact, I finished writing the story as told to me by Amanda, and you, I noticed, just finished that your follow-up. It's very powerful. Let's go back to the what happens when you do everything right, which she did. She did everything right.
She did. And, you know, Mark, I'm not really a fan of waxing very, very political, but if ever there was a case to be made for allowing women the freedom, adult women, the freedom to carry firearms with them wherever they go. If they're responsible enough two blocks away from the college, why aren't they responsible enough to carry on the college?
Right.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever.
And I want to point out, this didn't come up in the last segment with Amanda. I'll bring it up right now. Her automobile was parked less than 60 feet away from the campus police cruisers. This is the very parking garage where the campus police force parks their cruisers.
Wow.
I mean, she did everything right. She thought about it before she got there. She
knew
where she was parking.
She with a group of girls.
That's
or
right.
Co-eds. She did everything right.
Well, let's kind of take that back just a little tiny bit here, because it's so easy to blame a crime victim. We feel like, okay, there's this whole checklist. of things that women shall not do. You shall not do this, you shall not do that. You know, if you never walk to your car alone, especially after dark, you stay out of bad neighborhoods, you never talk on the phone while you're walking to your car.
So have your keys ready.
We have this list, and we think that if we obsessively follow every single item on this list, we're guaranteed to be safe, that nothing bad can ever happen. But that list is literally impossible to follow 100% of the time.
You know, an ambush is an ambush is an ambush. You can be doing everything right. You do not have eyes in the back of your head. And that one split second, you blink, and it happens. And, of course, you and I have written about this. And we actually go into some case studies of this in our new book. In fact, yes, that's why it's called Val Lessons from Unarmed America is the follow-up.
Well, the thing is, criminals make their livings by spotting those chinks in your protective armor,
right.
I guess you would say, by spotting the little errors that you might make throughout the day. But this is humanity. This is what people do. So I am not a fan of saying, well, okay, this person did everything right, so therefore, you know, this is a different thing than this other person who maybe didn't make the wisest possible, the most cautious possible choices they could have made. I'm not a fan of that. What I am a fan of is going forward, saying, okay, you know, there were lessons that happened in this circumstance. What can we learn from that moving forward? Because you don't have any power over the past. You never do.
And it's very, I want to point out the bravery of women like Nikki, and I want to point out the bravery in particular in the story here, Amanda Collins, for coming forward to tell this story so that other people may not suffer the same fate.
Yeah.
Now, hats off to both of them for that. They deserve more accolades than we can give them here on the radio, but we will continue to do our part and let their stories be told so that while wherever you are listening to Armed American Radio today, that maybe you think about this, you keep this in the back of your mind, and you understand and realize that this can happen to me. This does happen to good folks like you. It happens to you. It happens to your neighbors, your friends, and your family, and you need to be prepared for it. It doesn't always happen to the other guy. Kathy, isn't that true?
Oh, it is so true. It is so true. And it's heartbreaking to see it happen to anybody. But it can definitely happen to you or to me or to anybody else. It doesn't matter how alert you are, how prepared you are. You can get caught off guard, and you should have the freedom to be able to respond. And
our next guest?
There was something. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, kind of a good segue, our next guest, Vicki Kalemacher, comes in from the Women's Shooting Academy. In, of all places, coincidentally, Reno, Nevada. Now, she teaches classes and for free to young ladies and women who are under any type of protective order, have an injunction against somebody that feel they are threatened. And wait till you hear why. Wait till you hear why. It's fascinating. Vicki will be here in the next half hour. Kathy, go ahead.
Well, I guess I was just thinking about how her attacker, Amanda Collins' attacker, did not need a weapon. He really didn't. He had a weapon.
Right.
But he didn't need one.
Mm-mm.
He was bigger than her. He was stronger than her. He was meaner than her. He caught her off guard. He knocked her to the ground. He didn't need a weapon to do what he did. Do you know who did need a weapon? She did. She's the one who needed a weapon, and she's the one who didn't have it. And that's, when I hear stories like that, it just breaks my heart. It makes me so very proud of people who are willing to overcome their own fears.
Isn't that something? Because let me tell you, I think that, listen, that happened a couple of years ago. I'd still be in a corner in my closet, unable to come out and face the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel ashamed that, you know, there are some things I'm dealing with in my life that lately that I'm, you know, that I'm not sort of just pulling myself up by the bootstraps and going at it. I look at her story and I think, oh my God, these little piddly things that I'm dealing with. Shame on you, Val.
Yeah, it'll definitely wake you up.
Sure.
You know, it definitely puts you in the forefront.
And the courage that it takes to tell that story, because you know that there are a certain number of people who aren't going to focus on the bad guy and what he did.
Mm-hmm.
They are instead going to focus on, well, maybe if she had only done this, or maybe if she had only done that, or maybe if immediately after she had done this other thing, or if immediately before she had done, and all of that, those are useful lessons, but it's not, it kind of misses the point.
Well, let's go to evil. Let's go to the word evil.
Yeah.
You and I have had this conversation many, many times, both on and off the air. Evil exists. And by denying evil's existence, we may be dooming ourselves to become a victim to evil. Let me tell you about how evil her attacker was. He stood up before he disappeared into the night and complimented her.
What?
On her skirt. Thought it made her look good. All right, this is the twisted perversion, the sickness that it's very difficult for us to comprehend as we go about our daily lives. In fact, Kathy, don't we deny it intentionally. There is an actual psychological term for it. Otherwise, we'd be afraid to get behind the wheel of a car for fear of wrecking it. We wouldn't eat for fear of choking. We wouldn't walk for fear of falling down. Kathy.
Yeah, you are so right. Well, there is a certain healthy level of, I guess the word you're after maybe is denial. There's a certain healthy level there. But there's also a certain reality-based acknowledgement of what can happen. I think in a lot of ways people don't want to, here's an example, you don't want to buy life insurance because when you buy life insurance, you are saying, you know, I believe that someday I'm going to die. And nobody wants to say that. So they don't buy the life insurance to take care of their families after they do. I think people, it takes a lot to get some people to buy car insurance. They don't want to buy car insurance because they don't want to acknowledge that they could crash that car. Mm-hmm.
Kathy, that music means we need to take a break. Perfect timing. You're absolutely correct. As usual, outstanding points. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back with Kathy Jackson right after this. My sidekick, Shanto, Val Dior, the news chick from Dallas, and Vicki Kalemaker from the Women's Shooting Academy will be here later right after these messages.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Don't just visit them. Join them. Also, join the NRA, speaking of which, the National Rifle Association will be here on the air in the next few days, next week, actually. Going to be a great program. Larry Yatch, Armed American Radio's resident Navy SEAL, will be here. Next week. It's going to be huge. Wes Doss, one of the best trainers in the nation, will be here next week. It's going to be great. Tony Walker, remember Preacher Tony's story. You'll hear him again tell the terrible ordeal he went through as a young child at 10 years old, also a subject of our new book, Lessons from Unarmed America, with my author Kathy Jackson and current guest. We'll get with her in just a second. He will be here around the 16th. PennyGunAuction.com, make sure you head over there. Use the promo code AARPOD. Get 20 free bids. They are working on the server. I got a note from them on Friday. They're testing it now. As soon as we get the green light, we're going to run the free auction on the Car 380 live over the airwaves while we're on the air. That auction will be running. It will be a lot of fun to follow it. So head over there, register for free. Get 20 free bids, and you might win that firearm at PennyGunAuction.com. Use the promo code when you click register now. Use the promo code AARPOD and get 20 free bids. Also, make sure to head down to Gander Mountain, Lake Mary, Florida, Orlando. You can take a break. Come on down. It's going to be a great time, September 22nd, 23rd. And then, of course, we'll be broadcasting the show from WORL in Orlando that Sunday. Will be a great time had by all. Val Dior, the news chick, Dallas, welcome back.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Kathy Jackson.
Thank you,
always
Mark.
A pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much, Mark.
And you're doing great. You sound good on the air today. And you're where now? You're out in Seattle, but you're out in Washington State, right?
Washington State, not too well. Halfway between Portland and Seattle.
In beautiful country.
I'm going to make a trip up there to hang out with Kathy.
Oh. It's gorgeous.
I think we'd have too much fun.
I actually can say that I've done that. I have actually hung out there. In fact, had dinner with her out there in Portland. She took me back to the airport. We had a wonderful time out there in that beautiful country.
I offered to take you up on a logging road to look at some of the scenery, but if I remember right, you wouldn't take me up on that one.
Wow.
No,
really?
Nope, won't do it. Now, they clear cut out there. They clear cut out there, and I was out there on business with a guy who had a 15-acre farm in these beautiful. The scenery was so incredible. If you've ever been to Oregon, you know what I'm talking about. He was down in southern Oregon, about 15, maybe 20 miles north of the California border. Oh, just gorgeous. And he drove me up around the mountains up there, and we got very high up. And I started to look down. I was sitting on the right side of his pickup truck, and all of a sudden I noticed that we were on just like a little ridge with nothing to the left of us, nothing to the right of us, for several thousand feet. And I said, stop the truck, back up. Stop the truck, back up. I found myself sitting closer and closer and closer to the middle of the truck.
Yeah,
back this thing up.
The more you squeeze yourself in, it doesn't help.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's that sense of making me feel better and feel safer.
I went through that in Colorado last month. Well, listen, you, Kathy, I'll come. We'll just leave that driving to the real men.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, you know, Kathy, that's a safety.
We'll leave Mark
thing.
At home.
That's a safety thing there. When I'm moving into the center, I'm facing my fears and I'm admitting that I'm way too high. See, I thought if there were trees there, at least if we went off the road, a tree would stop us.
That would be true if there were trees there.
Yeah, and I don't know how you guys do that.
Once you get up above that tree line, or once you're into the clear cuts, or quite frankly, you know, I think as many motorists die from running into trees.
Yeah, yeah, you have a good point, but you just let me think that the tree would be my friend as the truck is rolling down the hill.
It's going to cradle you softly.
It's going to hold me in place. That big giant tree is going to stop this thing, and I'll crawl out and
be fine. I got you, Mark. I got you.
Ooh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, golly. Kathy, tell us what you're doing now. You're doing a lot of training right now. We have Vicki Kalmacher coming on next from the Women's Shooting Academy in Nevada. That's going to be a great interview. Vicki is a first-time appearance here on the show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that one.
Well, I received an email from a listener out in California that said, hey, check this place out. You need to talk to them. You need to bring them on the show.
Well,
giving out the free training to women who are under protective order.
Ooh.
You know, there's always a lot of talk, Kathy, as you know, about women who can rush through the process, or we should be able to rush women through the process, who feel that their life is in danger.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think that any person, male or female, who feels that their life is in danger should be able to, that very day, buy the tools that they need, get the permission slips that they need to protect their lives. I think human lives are valuable.
I think when a TRO is put into place, when a judge says, I'm going to grant you this temporary restraining order.
Yes.
Absolutely. Without a doubt, that should be the next stop is even, let's say you're leery of firearms, pepper spray.
Pepper spray.
It's hard to find. That's even hard to find. So, yeah. You know, it's funny because we watch baseball. My husband and I watch the Rangers quite a bit. And that muscle memory, it's so important to practice something. You ever see a baseball play where it happens so fast that shortstop will scoop that ball up, make some fantastic turned throw to first, and there's the out, and his brain hasn't even caught up to what his body just did. You ever see a play like that?
Well, watching a good double play.
Exactly.
A good double play is like that.
Put it in guy terms. Yeah. That's muscle memory, and that is, you know, from the time these men were boys playing Little League, you know, that scooping that ball up and not even thinking about it, and before your brain can even catch up, bam, there it is.
Well,
I think that's the same thing with like martial arts and using a firearm. I mean, anybody can just pick up a firearm and shoot it in some general direction. And if you get lucky,
anybody can throw a ball in some general direction.
Sure.
Well, Kathy, let me ask you this. I want to play devil's advocate here. Let's go back before we run out of time. The injunction itself, to me, in many cases, we hear, depending on the individual, That injunction is just like a no gun sign in a bar. You know, the guy if a guy's hell bent on harming someone, that injunction's going to do nothing more than upset him even further. There's a train of thought that says, do we get the injunction? Do we not?
Now we only
have about a minute, so I have to ask you to answer quickly.
I'll answer quickly. It all depends on the situation. Generally speaking, you really need that restraining order, not because it's going to physically protect you, because it will not. It
but
might
legally.
Actually increase your risk, but because it will legally protect you as you move forward from there.
which is exactly the answer we were looking for. Kathy Jackson, as usual, thank you very much. Appreciate it. You'll be on again very soon.
Thank you so much, Mark.
This is the Armed American Radio Network. When we come back, Vicki Kalmacher will join us, and that's going to be a great interview from the Women's Shooting Academy in Reno. I'm outgunned. Stick around. It's a lot of fun. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit the same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. This is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. I hope you're enjoying the show today. It's a powerful one. Kathy Jackson's so good.
You're surrounded by estrogen.
That's got to be it. Sean's laughing in the background. I can sit here and say all day long I'm firing 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves with my sidekick, Shanto. But that's not what it is today.
No.
As I would like to say I'm awesome, that's not what it is today.
But you're awesome. We got to give that to you. But listen, how cool am I? I'm a girl and no baseball and that whole muscle memory thing. But I'm not kidding. You know, my husband's gone every third day. He's a firefighter. And so when I talk about muscle memory and practicing and shooting, when I go to bed, my phone is in one spot and my handgun is in the other. And I know where they are at all times. And my God, if you had a camera in my bedroom, well, I wouldn't want a camera in my bedroom. But I'm telling you that I have, well, I don't know if you'd catch much, but I'm telling you, I've practiced. Like, I've practiced if someone kicked in the door. Of course, the dogs would let me know way before they could even get down the hall. But I've practiced that whole rolling over and taking cover on the other side of the bed.
Well, what you've done is that's preparation, avoidance, and awareness techniques. You're prepared. And you're thinking about it. Listen, this isn't about walking around life paranoid as
right.
As the apple of your eye, Rob Pincus, says on many, many occasions. And he did once when we were on the air in Orlando, the apple of your eye. Isn't that great?
He retweeted. Listen, I sound like a schoolgirl. He retweeted me earlier.
That's pretty cool stuff if Rob's retweeting you. He retweets me all the time. So anyway, that's just about how good your own tweets are.
You're cuter than I am.
We have a great lineup for the rest of the program. Let's get on it right away, and that is Vicki Kalmacher from the Women's Shooting Academy in Reno, Nevada. Vicki, welcome to the show for the first time. How you doing?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Val. Thank you.
Hey, Vicki.
All right, let's set this up. I got an email. I received an email from a fan of ours out in California, Vicki, that said, "Hey, I saw this," and they sent me the link to some of your stuff, information about your website and your company. It said, "Man, this would be a great guest." And the timing was perfect because Amanda Collins from Reno was scheduled to be on the show the same day. We had an open slot and it worked. What the key to their email was this woman does it right. She donates class time to women who are under injunction or who have someone under injunction. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Tell me why. I love it.
And you know, why not? Why wouldn't I?
Right.
So I love it. That's you and I had this conversation off air, and I had a feeling that's what you were going to say, and it just that's why I wanted you on the show. Why wouldn't you?
You just made me laugh, Mark, because you said I want to apologize to the anti-gunners. Why would you do that?
Well, sarcasm there,
yeah.
You know, about saying got an email instead of received an email.
That's okay. I had to call you on that one.
That's quite all right.
You know, I'll tell you kind of how it started. I got a call from a woman, and she signed up for Ladies Intro to Handguns. And I took her money that day. I took her $125, didn't even think twice about it until I heard her story. And she's a single mother, works three jobs, and she said, "I can't come back and take the concealed carry course until I save some money." Mm. And I'll tell you, it was just in that instant that I knew exactly what I was meant to do, and
wow.
That was train her for free, period.
Did she have somebody under protective order?
You know, she does. She has a protective order. That protective order expires this coming January. She knows that he will do absolutely everything right until January. She was told by the judge that if he does not break that PPO, it will not be renewed. And she's pretty convinced that come January. So she's just getting her ducks in line. She wants to get her training. She wants to get her firearm. She wants to be prepared. And I think, you know, we talked earlier, Nikki said, you never know when evil is going to strike.
Right.
And evil can take many forms. It can be someone you once loved. It can be a stranger, a neighbor, a spouse, a coworker. And the sad thing is this is somebody she did once love, and now he wants to kill her. And I don't get it.
And that's back to that whole muscle memory thing. If you've done something before, if I'm in a panic, I put myself in a situation where if I'm in a panic and somebody is attacking me, the last thing that I want to do, especially if I'm in my own home, is be unfamiliar with what I need to do. Because the adrenaline is flowing. Somebody's coming into your home. They've made it quite clear they want to hurt you. The last thing I want to do is worry about how to get the safety off. Where is it? You know, where is the gun? Where in the lingerie drawer did I stash it? You know, it's almost like if you go through these if you go through this, if you practice this, then that adrenaline doesn't get the best of you.
Well, that's where, Vicki, you come in. Tell us about your classes and your training. What do you do? What's different?
What's different is, well, let me go back to what Val was just saying. You know, it's about training and fight like you train and train like you fight. In that moment when you need to draw your handgun, it's going to go back to, like you said, muscle memory. And these gals with these signed protective orders, most of them don't even own a firearm yet. So the likelihood that she's going to go back and draw on that muscle memory is probably not very common. And so that is why if I can get her trained and get her to come out and start shooting with us and get her that under her belt, she's got more likelihood to survive. And we know
right.
that... The signed protective order isn't going to save her life.
No, because, listen, you can dial 911, and that's what a lot of people depend on. But have you ever heard that when seconds count, police are only minutes away?
Well, you know, we as women, I think we have to step up and take our safety seriously, and we have to take control of it. And the Women's Shooting Academy is making a difference. Our motto is educate, encourage, and empower. And that's our goal, is we want to train you, we want to educate you, encourage you, and empower you that you don't have to be taken care of by your father or your husband or your brother.
You can do this yourself. You can do this yourself. You're fully capable of doing this.
Correct.
You have a class, Women's Introduction to Handguns, on the site. Let me read, ladies and gentlemen, what this is about. I think this is important. Women's Introduction to Handguns is a class specially designed for women who have always wanted to learn the very basics on handguns, self-defense, and the sport of shooting. This is an introductory level class for the very novice future gun owner. A portion of this class is taught indoors 4 to 5 hours, while the latter takes place on the shooting range 3 to 5 hours. You will shoot various calibers of revolvers and semi-automatic handguns to get the feel for the various sizes and types of guns. Everything needed for the class is provided, including handguns, ammunition, targets, hearing, and eye protection. Now, that in and of itself is unusual, Vicki. Most people don't supply everything to the class, and it's only $125. That's a bargain with the price of ammo.
It has to be a bargain, and here's why I put my heart and soul into that class, Women's Introduction to Handguns. I have 8 hours to make her or break her. If she has a fabulous day, she's coming back. If she doesn't have a fabulous day, I'm never going to see her again, and she may never pick up another gun. It is a draining class emotionally for me because, like I said, I put my heart and soul into this class. Women come. Some women come because they feel forced to come. They don't want to be there. And it's my goal, 8 hours later, when it's time to go home, they're like, oh, my God, it's over. I don't want it to be over.
Yeah, and it's not surprising.
And really, that's... Honestly, that is how it ends most of the time. There's a lot of tears. Sometimes there's panic attacks. Sometimes women can't do it. But I come beside them. I hold their hand. All of us instructors have a personal story. There's a reason why we do what we do. We all have a story, and we pass that on to our students. We get human with them. We cry with them. We laugh with them. I teach them that they own the gun. The gun does not own them.
That's a great point, and I would be willing to bet you a bottom dollar that most of the fear, and the reason that a lot of it is emotional, and a lot of the fear involved from most of these women, or a large percentage of the women that take your class, is for the very reason that they're there taking it. They can't believe that they're there. They can't believe this is happening to me. They're not there to shoot for fun. They're there because someone told them, look, this guy's going to kill you.
Right.
You need to take your life in your – it's your responsibility to be able to defend yourself. Go do this.
Tough to come to grips with that you've chosen a man that you thought loved you that very likely could kill you.
And now you find yourself on the range. When we come back, more discussion about women, guns – personal safety, and you here on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away. It's a powerful show today. You don't want to miss it.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit carrarms@kahr.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
I'm Janet Mefford, host of The Janet Mefford Show. Every week, Mark Walters and Armed American Radio defend freedom by defending our right to keep and bear arms. Like you, I cherish my constitutionally recognized right to defend myself and my family. And that's why I fill my prescription for freedom right here every week on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters. Janet Mefford, thank you very much. Appreciate that reintro. All of our sponsors, support them. They support you. We've got a big election coming up in November, in case you were unaware of that. If you were unaware of that, don't vote. Don't vote. Gander Mountain, 922, 923. That is September 22nd and September 23rd. Make sure you're there. Come on down. If you're anywhere in Florida, anywhere around the country, you want to take a break, couple days. Come down and meet me and Rob Pincus for the Concealed Carry Expo, co-sponsoring with Gander Martin, our great sponsor down there at their flagship Gander Mountain Academy. Come play with the simulators with us, the live fire range, meet about 40 different vendors. You'll be able to actually shoot the guns before you make a decision there on the spot. That's almost unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got about 40 vendors already lined up, and I think that's continuing to grow. Rob Pincus will be there giving some instruction. Take the Florida Concealed Carry class and get reciprocity with about 34 states right now with that Florida CCW. You do not have to live in Florida. You can carry that on that Florida permit in 34 states as a non-resident. The classes will be running for about $99. I've taken it. It's a 4 to 6 hour course down there, and it's one of the best I've ever been in. So come down and meet me, meet Rob Pincus, meet Sean. Shanto, you're going to be there. It's going to be an awful lot of fun September 22nd and 23rd at the Gander Mountain, just outside Orlando at Lake Mary. Make sure to check out all of our fine sponsors, Car Arms, Ruger, Delton, and the rest. I'll give you the list of them as we go further. Oh, and Allegiance Ammo, just too many to talk about. One more thing before we go back to our guest, Vicki Kalmacher. We have the Facebook fan giveaway today. You still have time. We will be giving that. We'll give out that that lucky winner of 40 books, the entire catalog, the whole library from my publisher, White Feather Press. It also includes my book, Lessons from Armed America, as well as Kathy's book, The Cornered Cat. Ooh, and 40 books. I mean, come on, 40 books. You're going to get a huge box. It's going to show up. It's worth hundreds of dollars. Head over to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio and like the post. That's all you got to do to get your name on. We'll announce it during the roundtable on hour three. If you don't pick up hour three, just head over to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. We'll put the winner's name up there. Welcome back to the show. Vicki, great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Have to get a little business out of the way. I do apologize for
that's
that.
Okay. Hey, I'm on Facebook. I'm really hoping that I'm picked for those 40 books.
Oh, no. See, now we can't do that.
Dang.
I know. I don't have a Facebook page, and it's like, maybe I should sign up.
No, don't. No. That Facebook, yeah, I don't know. That whole thing, but it is great for business.
Listen,
really
I do. I try to hide from people. The last thing I want is anybody knowing what I'm doing and where I am. If you want to know what I'm doing, call me.
You know, it's interesting. This country did well. We did just fine when the news sounded like this at 6:30. Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon today. That's the way it was today,
it did.
Whatever it was. 1969.
Yes, it did. Rest in
peace. We did just fine.
Mm-hmm.
We did just fine. And now we've got this 24-hour cycle. If you watched the Republican convention in my hometown down there in Tampa, they did a great job, by the way, but just listening to these anchors all giddy about, oh, we're in Tampa and it's hot out.
You know, and that's why people go, why do you like news? I'm so non-mainstream media. The crap that's out there that's what newschick.com is. I filter through everything.
You have to.
And I find stories that I think are going to really interest people and bring some sort of quality of life to your morning while you're having a cup of
Vicki,
coffee.
Vicki, you know what we're talking about. It's different no matter what city. You know, you're in that beautiful city of Reno. What a gorgeous place. And, you know, you turn on the news and you get the same thing, don't you?
Yes, we do.
But you've got to get a dose of Harry Reid. Oh, good.
Aww.
For example, listen, I bet you didn't know that chocolate may lower stroke risk for men.
Well, tomorrow they're going to find out it causes pancreatic cancer.
Well,
so
that's okay.
It's neither here nor there. Sean knows that. It's one thing one way or the other.
Hey, and did you know that dogs can detect bed bugs? I bet you didn't.
What detects Chuck Schumer and Feinstein come in your direction?
More on newschick.com.
Hey, Vicki, tell us more about the Women's Shooting Academy out there in Reno before we get way off base here. You've gotten a lot of media
attention. I have gotten
attention.
A lot of media, and, you know, I think that's wonderful that it's catching on. And, you know, it's really thanks to hosts like you, Mark. I mean, just the fact that you would put on a show tonight with Nikki and Amanda and Kathy and myself and Val, that's awesome. And it's because of, you know, I did Cam & Company a while back,
mm-hmm.
and I think the industry is really starting to recognize that we are a force to be reckoned with, and we do know what we're talking about.
Well, let's make this point here. Women are the fastest growing segment of the gun buying population.
That's right.
As more women become more, I don't want to say adept at handling firearms, but more what? More experienced with firearms, those ranks are going to continue to swell.
Yeah, and I just was signed with, but Cabela's is getting it. Cabela's just, the first Saturday of every month, beginning October 6th, Cabela's is offering free women's introduction to handguns training.
Right.
And so I'm really blessed because I'll be doing it in the local Reno market for 6 months, the first Saturday of every month. Come on down to Cabela's, meet Vicki Callmaker, meet the team, get a quick overview of guns, and it's really a win-win. It's a win for Cabela's. It gets the women in their store, and it's a win for the Women's Shooting Academy because they meet us, and they're not so scared. They're like, wow, you're normal girls. You're normal women.
Yes.
Lipstick. You have cute clothing on. And we want to take a class now.
Vicki, we laughed about this a couple of weeks ago because I said that women shooting, it's like women when we go to the bathroom. We can't go by ourselves. All of us are curious, and we really need to go to the bathroom. And as far as guns are concerned, we really want to shoot, but we don't do it unless there's a gaggle of us going together.
It's funny. I have women that six and 8 hours to Reno, Nevada, just to take a class from the Women's Shooting Academy. And it's great because they can come here, they can spend the weekend, they can go get a spa, and they can learn how to shoot a gun.
It's so funny.
Is a group, and they have a good time.
How do we get
As
you
we
to
say
Fort
here
Worth?
On the show, that's a beautiful thing.
Hey, how do we get you to Fort Worth? I got a Cabela's right up the street from me.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm ready to travel, really. I'm to the point now in my life that I have a fabulous team behind me that can hold down the fort here in Reno, and I'm ready to hit the road.
Hey, Vicki, let me ask you a question. We discussed on the air here many times. I've made the statement that I've never taken anyone shooting that when we were finished turned around and said to me, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, that's how that conversation came up, Mark, a couple of weeks ago. Remember that? Especially we were talking about women in general. They go, oh, no, I'm so scared.
Everybody wants to go back.
Everybody wants to go back.
Yeah.
What percentage do you see that say that? I mean, do you get any people that say they're scared, don't want to go back?
I've had one woman, and this was probably about 4 years ago. She had a panic attack, and she was fine during the classroom. She cried a little bit when she first got there in the morning and saw the guns on the table.
And that's okay.
And she got out to the range, and she didn't get out of her car, and she didn't get out of her car, and she didn't get out
of her car. But she got it, right?
No,
she
didn't get it. And I walked over to her car, and she was just crying, and she said, I can't do this. I just can't do this. And I got in her car, and I sat with her for about 15 minutes. And
Vicki, I need you to hold on 1 second. We've got about how much time, Sean? 30 seconds? Vicki, can you stay with us into the roundtable?
Of course.
Beautiful. Hold on to that thought then. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Armed American Radio Network. My name is Mark Walters, and we've got a great roundtable gearing up for you here in just a few moments. More with Vicki, Val Dior. David Codrey is going to be here. The Ogre will probably call in. Grab a seat, something to drink, and hang out with us. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught without his club. Armed American Radio will be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Hi, this is Janet Mefford. More than 2 million people conduct spiritual searches online every single day. And through the Ministry of Global Media Outreach, they can find the good news of Jesus Christ. Global Media Outreach shares the gospel with hurting people from across the world online 24/7. But there are millions more to reach. Won't you help? With your gift of just $50, you'll help Global Media Outreach impact 500 people with the gospel online. So please call 877-578-2464. That's 877-578-2464. Please call now.